AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Eight people, including the gunman, were shot to death in Missouri.
In our job, we see a lot of bad stuff, and this is bad.
Sergeant Jeff Kinder with Missouri State Highway Patrol says victims were found in four homes in Tyrone near the Arkansas state line. The gunman was later found in a neighboring county with what appears to be self-inflicted gunshot wound. The AP's Jim Salter reports the gunman went from house to house overnight.
Authorities are not releasing information yet about the names of the victims, the ages of the victims, the possible relationship of the victims to the shooter.
And they're not talking about a possible motive as well. Police say the body of an older woman was found in another home, but she appeared to have died of natural causes. The House has cleared the way for a short-term bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security. Not included is language to overturn President Obama's executive actions on immigration. Colorado Democrat Jared Polis says this approach is a mistake.
What we're talking about here is simply kicking the can down the road 3 weeks. The facts on the ground don't change in 3 weeks.
Funding for the Department of Homeland Security will run out at the end of the day today without congressional action. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes fought their way into a town in northern Syria that has been a key stronghold of the Islamic State group. Activists say they planted a flag at the edge of town. One of Mexico's most wanted drug lords, Servando Latuta Gomez, was captured early today. An official says no shots were fired. The Mexican government had offered a $2 million reward for capturing Gomez. He was also wanted in the U.S. for conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine. The Commerce Department says the economy grew at a weaker-than-expected rate from October through December. And the University of Michigan says its consumer sentiment index slid this month after an 11-year high last month. Stocks are lowered. This is AP Radio News. Negotiators from the U.S. and Cuba have started a second round of talks to try to restore diplomatic relations. Here's AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The delegation sat down at the State Department in a follow-up session to one held in Havana last month. That first round identified a long list of issues that must be resolved before U.S. and Cuban embassies can be opened. They include how much contact U.S. diplomats can maintain with Cuban dissidents and whether Cuba will be removed from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. An immediate breakthrough seen as unlikely, but President Obama's known to want ties restored in time for a hemispheric summit in April. Mark Smith at the White House.
President Obama is meeting with the president of Liberia today, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. They're talking about Ebola response and Liberia's recovery from the deadly violence. And the president also wants help from the U.S. for future outbreaks. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.